at the most recent Board of Regents meeting on Friday, you mentioned the constraints and stresses of higher education and freedom of speech on college campuses. Why did you lead your report with this, and is there a freedom of speech issue at Murray State?
I led with that mainly because of not necessarily anything occurring at Murray State University. But over the legislative session, there are three bills that are in Frankfort right now being discussed that deal with freedom of speech, ranging from freedom of religious speech for political speech, various other things. There's one bill talks specifically about how a student can respond and how teachers need to grade and those type of things with regarding to religious beliefs and things along those lines. And then also various events that have occurred across our country, things that are going on in California and various other places. And then also waking up in the morning and seeing a couple headlines in New York Times and various other locations that just limit our there's perceptions that are going on across the country that universities are not a place for free speech and a place where we do not allow for free speech. And I thought it was important as we started off our day with the Board of Regents, who sets the tone, who sets the marching orders for the aspects of a university. I also, for me as president, I wanted our faculty and our staff and our students to know my perspectives and thoughts on the necessity of free speech, the necessity of being able to debate ideas, the necessity to bring up contrary beliefs and opinions and do so in a manner that allows individuals to have that vigorous debate, to have a civil and civic debate, to allow other individuals to express their ideas contrary to ours, and then for us to challenge their ideas. And when someone expresses their ideas and are challenged, they must accept that challenge and defend their positions, or sometimes even alter and create new ideas and new theories. That's how the university systems, that's how universities should work. That's how, to be honest, the United States is supposed to work. And I wanted the board to know that at Murray State, are we perfect? No. But in my estimation, we value free speech. In my estimation, we uphold academic freedom for both faculty and the students. We believe in students and faculty and staff members engaging in that lively debate, and we want to encourage that. We don't and we should not teach individuals what to think, but how to think, how to register ideas, how to be logical and critical and mindful, how to do research, and how to gain and garner wisdom. And to me, that's the important part. We provide the foundation for discussion. We provide the foundation for logic. We want to encourage our students to go outside their comfort zone and explore and to seek differences and then to reflect on those. This is an evolving, dynamic world, and we want our students to be able to compete effectively on the global platform, and that requires individuals to know how to collaborate and to communicate across many boundaries. And you get that through thoughtful and creative debate. You get that through thoughtful and creative and critical discussions. No invention, no creative outpouring, no advancement in technology, no advancement in health, no advancement in science occurred because we always were comfortable and we stayed with around people of our own thoughts and ideas. They all occurred because someone challenged somebody else in a civil and civic way, but challenged them to think anew, to try something different, to explore, to make errors, and to learn from those errors and to advance and to move forward. And to me, that was really at the essence of that discussion and continues to be so.
One of the big takeaways from the recent Board of Regents meeting was guidance on the next fiscal year budget and a $4.5 million reduction. Can you outline where that number came from and how the university will
Sure.
shore up that funding?
Well, we talked about two things on the financial side that are definitely related. And one's this year's fiscal situation, and then that obviously leads right into the budget planning process. Vice President Dudley talked about the enrollment challenges that we have right now, and I think it's important to unpackage that a little bit. The enrollment challenges that we have are really coming from a 5-6 year horizon, which we had very, very large freshman classes and also some very good transfer enrollments. Now, with the new economic environment, we've had smaller freshman classes for the last couple of years, and our retention numbers has not been as high because of some things that we addressed this year with the higher academic standards. We have a much smaller junior and senior classes than we've had in the past. This year's freshman class is actually an increase over the past year, and also our new transfer numbers are showing a slight increase. But again, we're bringing in fewer students as more students are leaving us for graduation and are just not being retained. At the board meeting, Jackie reported that that's a $6.5 million downward adjustment from the budget. And it's important to realize that was a point in time that was at the end of December. Since that time, we've seen some upward trajectory, which is good. The real big number will be how we are able to perform this in summer school one. We anticipate that that will be able to lower that number significantly. As we deal with that number this year, we've built in contingency funding. Also, we've identified some general fund areas where we'll be able to offset some of those losses. So we will end the fiscal year pretty close to balance like we did last year. We are very mindful. We were encouraging, obviously, prudent spending for the remainder of the year. We've got a couple things that we know we will be able to realize some savings. Our unemployment insurance is a little bit lower than we projected. So there's things along those lines that always balance that out. But we're obviously very mindful of how we end this fiscal year because that sets the parameters for next fiscal year, which gets us into the budgeting process. We are, in my estimation, still about a year, maybe 2 years is a more working number of enrollments that will be slightly lower than the previous year. Again, we will have the lower freshman classes work its way out through the system. This year, as Fred Dietz reported, we're looking to have a higher freshman class coming in this year than last year. It's going to be about 100 higher than last year, but with more students leaving, we have a 2 year to 3 year horizon where we'll be balancing that out. So for budgeting purposes, if everything stayed exactly the same, what we're saying is that we'll have $4.5 million less in tuition, net tuition revenue than this year. And that's due to the smaller junior class we have now, which will become a smaller senior class next year, and et cetera. I am pleased to report that this year's freshman class and this year's sophomore class are larger than last year. So we will see, you know, again, some upward trajectory there. But again, to be conservative, and especially with revenues, we need to be conservative. We're starting off with a $4.5 million enrollment decline number. That can be offset by many things. That does not include, for example, a tuition increase. That does not include, for example, some other revenues that may be forthcoming in those type of things. As part of our budgeting process, we need to be very conservative. We are looking at, obviously, as I mentioned, a larger freshman class. When we get closer to that time frame is when we'll start counting that. We have, I think Fred said that we are up around 6% or thereabouts in number of admitted freshmen as compared to last year. That's admitted. They're not here yet. We don't see the white of their eyes, so we're not going to count that revenue until the fact that they're here. At the current time, working very closely with all the vice presidents, all of the deans, and directors on ways that we will be dealing with this. Again, there's some general fund opportunities that we will be able to offset some of these areas. We do know that some of our costs will be going up, so we're projecting those as well. Tuition levels, caps haven't been yet determined. We've got a preliminary number from CPE, what they're thinking. That's around 3%. We would like to have more flexibility, not that we would go higher, but just to have the flexibility to make that decision. So we will be arguing that case for us. Several bills in the legislature could have a direct impact on our revenue. So again, we're monitoring those. We've tentatively built those into if they pass what the decline in revenue would be. But if they don't pass, we'll be easy to take that out. We will have a balanced budget. We will deal with enrollment. We are dealing with enrollment, and we have, a very good plan to move that forward. Ultimately, our goal is to have a very stable freshman number. Ideally, and this is over time, is to get that to be around 1,700. This year we're at 1,502. Working with Fred Dietz and his team, this year's goal is 1,600. And then also to have our transfer students coming in at about the 800 level. This year the goal is 700, and the ultimate goal would be to get it around 800. What that would do is enable us to have a freshman class that would be very equal to our junior class. Then you don't have these fluctuations that we're dealing with right now. That's the prudent enrollment management strategies, and that's where we're trying to go.
The $4.5 million that we're talking about, and I understand that the budget is very preliminary at this point, and that number could fluctuate and change. But my understanding from what you're saying is that a lot of that will come from the general fund, and then potentially some tuition talk, but nothing is set in stone.
We will. Obviously, tuition will, unless something drastic happens, tuition will go up. We are very mindful of students and the financial pressures that's on them and their families. And so we will obviously have that in our mindset. The scholarship model we put into place, for example, this last year helps significantly with that for the student's perspective. But we, you know, again, we are looking at tuition increases and where those fall out at the end of the day. You know, it's hard to say. If our cap remains at 3%, it most likely will be 3%. If we're given the flexibility to go a little bit higher, we might, and I want to be very clear, we might go a little bit higher. We need to make sure that we're able to have equality programs. We need to make sure that we offer high value. We need to make sure we continue to have our tuition level at a level that is conducive for the students and their families, but at the same time reflects the value of Murray State University. Beyond general fund type of stuff, there will be some specific programmatic changes that there always are. There's always a review of the programs and what programs are growing, which programs are important, which programs are not growing in enrollment, which programs need investment, which programs we're able to move away from. That's an ongoing process, and so I do not want to take that off the table. That's, you know, what good things do is every year they're looking at their college and looking at their portfolio, looking at the opportunities, looking at the challenges, looking what's changed, looking at various fluctuations in the environment, various fluctuations within the college. You're always going to have that reallocation within the university, and that's this year will not be any different.